Is religion something you're born into or something you choose? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Hafiz Ali, who was born into a Muslim family and became a devout imam.
You know, for me, I know that I was born into a Catholic family. And when anyone would ask what I believed, I would say, well, I'm Catholic. And I didn't go to church every Sunday. I think we probably went one or two times a year, if that.
Yeah.
But I knew that's what my family was. So that's what I was. And I think that that's how it works with most people. Mm. We're just born this way and we continue to hold on to that until we start to question, okay, what am I really holding on to? What do I really believe?
Yeah, there are many who I think feel like they're born into a religion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they feel like they can't choose because they want to believe what mom and dad or what family, friends believe, right?
Right.
And so it's hard to come, you know, away from that. But something very interesting about Christianity is Christianity is not, you know, it doesn't spread itself by having more kids, you know what I mean? Or it doesn't believe you can be born into the faith.
Mm.
The Bible actually says in John chapter 1, verses 12, it says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. And that verse, it talks about later, it says you can't be born into it, but you have to receive him.
Mm.
It's a personal choice.
Yeah, so we have a choice to choose Jesus as our Savior versus just being born into it. And so that goes with having a relationship instead of a religion that you're born into. And what I mean by relationship, it's saying, you know what, if you're the way, Jesus, show me, let me experience you. And that's what happened to me. I wanted to know the right way. Am I following the right way? Is this the way to heaven? Is this the way? And I had an experience with God and I knew Jesus was the way. And then I started to read the Bible and study the Word of God and I would talk to God. And so that's how that relationship was built. It wasn't just built on, okay, I do this, I cross my T's and dot my I's, I go on Sunday. It wasn't these practices I was putting into place. It became a relationship.
Yeah, that's what happened for me. And you really have to call out to Jesus. If you want to have where you can actually choose and really explore something, you can do something that I did, which is I said, Jesus, if you're real, reveal yourself to me, teach me, show me through your word, which is the Bible. And boy, did he do it.
Yes. So if that's you and you're wondering, whatever religion you're in or whatever you've been brought into, call out to God and say, which way is the right way? And he will show you. Let's hear from Hafiz after the break.
Real Life is made possible by people like you. We'd like to take this opportunity to sincerely thank you for your generous support. We couldn't do it without you. May God bless.
Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Hafiz Ali, and he is a former Muslim imam. He became very depressed and suicidal, and he actually had a visitation from Jesus, and we're going to find out about it. Let's welcome to the show. Hafiz, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me, and such a joy to share what God has done in my life.
Wow. So tell me about your upbringing. How were you raised, and where were you raised?
I was born in Trinidad in the West Indies of a family of siblings of 13. With that, we were very staunch Muslim. What I'm saying staunch was very religious Muslims. And at a young age, I found myself seeking God and wanted more of God. And I devoted myself in the Muslim faith to be more than what a regular Muslim will be. I would pray 5 times a day. I would do the fasting of the holy month of Ramadan. I would also give charity, hoping that all this will bring a contentment to me. But as a young man growing up, there was still a hunger and a thirst for God. Many a times I would find myself in the basement of my mother's house, crying out to God, not knowing who will answer me.
Mm.
So my mom went to visit one of her sisters in the south part of Trinidad. And there was a lady who was in the village having what we call cottage meeting or a gospel meeting. And through that evangelist, my mother saw a lot of people getting healed and people getting delivered. And she heard all the old songs, which we were never acquainted with, like, "Oh, happy day, oh, leave your burden by the riverside." Oh. And she was so excited when she heard all these songs. And she was kind of convinced in her heart that this is something that she would like to share with her family. So she came home that day and she was telling us about it, how she wants to invite this lady to our home. And I said, "No, you can't do that." I said, "This is Christianity and we are Muslim. We are living in a staunch Muslim area. Everybody in our neighborhood is Muslim. How can you do this?" And then she said, "Well, what do you think?" I said, "Well, it's not to me, but it's what my dad will say." So she went and talked to my dad, and he agreed to allow this lady to come and stay at our house. And then she started having meetings in our porch, our front porch. Wow. And I have seen people who were sick with all kind of disease. There was a lady who was blind. God opened her eyes. There was a young lady who came from school. They said that she couldn't see on the blackboard. So we prayed and she received her sight right away. And there was also a gentleman who had leprosy. And she prayed, and immediately this man was healed. His body came back clean like a young baby. And these are some of the testimonies that I saw firsthand.
Wow.
And then the crowd started growing, and then we had to build a tent out in our backyard so that we could accommodate people. I was all involved in getting the chairs and the benches, handing out the song sheets and all that stuff. But he was never interested in me to become a Christian. And then one day, the evangelist said she wanted to talk to me. And while she was talking to me, she was sharing the scriptures with me and showing me how God has a plan and a purpose in my life. I listened to her very well. And at the end of our conversation, I started crying, breaking down and started crying because I felt such, you know, unclean because all the things that she was telling me, because she was saying, you know, God loves you and because of your condition, he can extend his love to you, but you have to accept his plan and his purpose.
Right.
And with that, I made a commitment to Christ that day. But I was not fully committed to be a Christian. I wanted to be part Christian, part Muslim.
Right. And you were an imam, right?
Yes. I would go to church on a Friday, do all my rituals, do everything that I had to do in the Muslim faith, and then I will go Sunday morning to church.
Now, were you afraid at that time of any persecution? Because
oh, sure, I was. I was because my whole community was an uproar with the situation in my life. Even the neighbors came to my mom and said, "What have your son done? He have brought shame and disgrace to the family and to the neighborhood. What is he doing?" And then I said to my mom, I said, "You know, what do you want me to do?" And she said to me, "Son, if you like it, you have my blessings."
Wow.
For several weeks, I began to go into church, and then I was still going to the mosque and I was still going to church. And then one Sunday morning, one of the brothers in church came up to me. He said, "Brother, make up your mind what you want to be. Either you be a Muslim or you be a Christian. You have to be one." But in my mind, I'm saying, okay, if one failed me, the other one will back me up.
Wow.
This is my whole concept of Christianity and the Muslim faith. You know, because I was really confused in my mind what to do.
Right.
So when he told me that night, I felt so rejected. I felt so depressed. So I went home, you know, and I knelt down on my bed and I started crying.
Before we go to the experience of what happened, tell me a little bit about what the Muslim faith believes, you know, because Christianity and the Muslim faith, they do believe there's one God. But what were the differences you were seeing between the two?
One of the main differences that they had is that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. God don't have a son. He was the son of Mary. Miriam, they call it in the Quran. And it plainly tells us that he was the son of Mary. He was not a son of God. As one of the scripture talks about, cursed to the one who died on a tree. And they said because he was cursed, he could not be the son of God. Then some of the things they believe in, most of their beliefs come from the Old Testament.
Right.
They do celebrate the sacrifice of Abraham. They do a lot of things that Moses did in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, where Christ came in, they didn't want having to do with that. You know? Mm-hmm. So they think about it. They believe in giving charity. They believe in doing good works. They believe in feeding the poor and all of this stuff. But their intention when they do this is to win people to Islam. You know, they will befriend you as a Muslim and they will be there at your beck and call. No matter what your need is, they will be there to help you in a way that when you look at their faith, you will say, well, man, these people are great. And then they will try to get you over to Islam. They will convert you to Islam. They believe that everybody who is born a Muslim. That's why they said we have to be baptized, become a Christian. And that's why other faiths have to be doing baptism or christening. But they believe that everybody who borns on the face of the earth is a Muslim, born a Muslim.
Wow.
There's so much more to your testimony. And we're going to hear more about how you came to a point of saying, which way is the right way? You are so divided in your heart. And we're going to hear about that on our next show. And we're going to pray for those right now who are wondering, do all ways lead to God? Is it just one God? And we're going to hear more about that. So thank you so much, Hafiz, for being with us. And we'll have you on our next show.
Thank you.
Well, I think that is really the big question of the day. Which God is the real God?
Right.
Now, would the real God please stand up kind of thing? And that challenge has been all throughout the history of the Bible, and it is a challenge that is here today. You're hearing, and you're going to hear more about how Hafiz was a former Muslim, but now has experienced Jesus Christ, and he's going to talk more about that in our next show. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, and all who are listening, we're just saying in a respectful way, Lord God, we want to know the true God. We all want to know who is God, as Hafiz was saying. So Lord Jesus, would you reveal to all of our listeners, to all of us, oh God, we cry out to you, reveal yourself to us so that we will know who you are and know how to walk with you. Jesus, we love you, we receive you, we believe in you, we know you're the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.